91.5 WMFO. That was Headley with Wake Up Dead. Death and the Poetess gave you Potions. Justice Eats Trees with Buoyant Bricks. And I started that all off with Bed and Breakfast from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Between Breaths is their 19th RPM Challenge album. They've pretty much been doing it since day one. Yes. Anyway, you're listening to RPM Challenge albums and projects and singles and all kinds of stuff from Boston and New England. I'm going all over Vermont, Connecticut, Maine, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and I'm forgetting something. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Yes. All right. I had to go through with it. You know, beauty of live radio. Anyway, let's get to a special block here. I'm going to play a few tunes from one person that somehow in the 29 days of February managed to take part in 9 RPM Challenge projects. So I'm going to play a small bit of those, and I hope you enjoy it. 91.5 WMFO.
Full of chicken. I am. She was Frankenstein, just of the smile. she is after. She's gonna sleep with your husband. She's gonna sleep with your son.
She's nothing you don't like it.
But I'm gonna say tough titties.
Frankenstein is my mother-in-law.
WMFO, Ghostly Neighbor with Ghostly Manor from Midday Shadows. Pumpkin Mouth gave you Frankenstein Mother-in-Law, Pale Wallace with Love Warehouse, and the man of the block, if you will, Imminent Ascension from Illustrious Mind Readers. That is, I'm going to butcher this name, I know it, Guy Capistrano. I hope I pronounced that right. And Ted Ehlers. Yes, all four have some participation from Guy over here. He did 9 RPM Challenge projects in the course of February. hats off to you, man. Huh. Anyway, we're chugging along. We're going to go to Vermont to start this one off. I hope you enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Goodbye, old friend, I send you out into the sea. The tide will pull you far, so far away from me. As you sink like a stone, I am more alone than you will ever be. For you have the cockles and crabs to keep you company. The storms we bared and shared our deepest, darkest depths. But calmer seas were finally what caused your you weren't played for those times, for those lines. Your face would never wear, no, they would never dare. Spend your days in the reefs with the rays and all who meet you there. not lamenting, this is not the end of things. The news is still suggesting pain is unrelenting here.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. That is the title track from the latest RPM Challenge record from Jared Osborne. That is Morningstar. Before that, I had Joseph Heumann with Old North End, Dave Richardson with Cockles and Crabs, and I started that off with Try Me from Amelia Wilcox. But I have a little surprise for everyone. Hello, Jared Osborne.
Hello, good evening.
Hello. I'm so glad you were able to call in. I just had that bright idea about an hour before I went on the air, and I'm so glad you were able to jump in.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got back from band practice and saw your message, and it was great. So, cool program you got going. Thanks for doing it.
Go figure, you have band practice. Oh, man. So, Morningstar, this is which RPM challenge? Like, how many have you done so far?
So, this is number 14.
14? So, jeez.
Yeah, I've done it since 2010. I had a year off when my second son was born. Timing wasn't right then, but and I've had some friends who have done it from the beginning around Portsmouth, so I'm a newbie compared to them.
You're hardly a newbie, man. But I gotta admit, as someone who has taken part in a few of these, not this year, but I get an inferiority complex every time I see these new records from you coming out right at the end of February, and you release this one almost a week early.
Yeah, I mean, I played around with the time a little bit. I mean, I'm sure the RPM police will be at me, but I still definitely do it within the normal time period and all that.
Oh,
stuff,
well, so. Better a week early than a week late, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what keeps you going back to it?
I love it. This is like the thing that I just love doing. You know, there's definitely years that are, I'll admit, are easier or harder than others. You know, everyone's got stuff going on in their lives and all that jazz. But, you know, this year in particular was just really, I just had the best time doing it. It's like, you know, got to geek out with music gear and, you know, have fun, you know, putting together a record and just, you know, feel like I've learned a few things and feel like I still have a lot to learn. So it's a cool process. I just have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, seriously, I just fangirl every time, you know, the end of February comes around and it's all right up there. I love it. And so do you find it hard to get started on these things, or is it just something you're really eager to do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always eager to do this. I write throughout the year, and I usually have maybe, you know, 40, 50 rough, like, ideas that I kind of cull down in January and early February.
Okay.
Into what becomes the album. So I'm always kind of thinking about it in one way or another and trying to pull together what is going to be, you know, most fun for me. And although I'm like the worst at picking my own songs, some songs that I almost put in the reject pile, you know, someone will go, oh, that was the best one on there. So, okay. So,
So with these types of things, I mean, like you say, you just had band practice. So are these some of these things that you write for during the RPM cycle, if you will, that ends up going to your bands, or just do you keep it to your own solo thing?
I'll write for the band I've been in for a long time, The Scream, the Seacoast, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely write for them, and we take a real collaborative process for writing. So, I mean, all the other guys are amazing writers too, so it's really cool. So I'll contribute there, and then another groups that I'm in, I get to be just a drummer, which is awesome. I love that part of it too. So, and then I have this little kind of side project where I get to just, you know, anything else that I want to do, I can do there. So it's kind of a anything goes, if you will.
Okay. So which one out of your 14 RPM projects was the easiest to come by?
That's an amazing question. They're all incredibly hard. Like the last few days of every RPM, I'm like, oh, I'm never doing this again. and then like a day passes, I'm like, okay, that was super fun. This one, I don't want to say it was easy, but this one, I've learned, like I said, I've learned a thing or two, and I just really focused on having fun with the project and just, you know, like I said, really geeking out. I just tried it. Like, I had a bunch of audio gear that, this is probably uninteresting for everyone else, but it was just a bunch of audio gear that I got to turn knobs and, you know, have fun with that. And the whole process just, that's what I was focusing on. So that made, I think this one, in a way, was easiest, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Well, I mean, it probably also helps that it's only 8 tunes. And
yeah, I started off with 10, and then, like, the day I was going to start, I'm like, I'm only doing 4 or 5. I'm just going to do an EP. And then, you know, I finally settled in on 8 or 9 and turned into 8. So, yeah, it was a good number this time. I think, you know, rather quality rather than quantity was definitely a goal.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that. But, there is a 9th song, though.
Yes.
There is.
Little super secret, not secret.
Right. It not officially an RPM canon, if you will.
So, I'm assuming this is the group song that we put together with RPM veterans. Yes.
Yes.
That was a super fun project.
We did not do any prep work before we did this. We did this call for everyone. So, Jared is playing along wonderfully.
Exactly. That project was super fun. There's a group of folks who have been doing RPM forever, and we keep in touch, and they're all throughout the country, and just great guys I lean on and get inspired by. And we had an idea to just, like, play telephone with a song. So I started off with a track of just drums. We didn't even talk about it, and then I handed it off. And that person handed it off to the next person, and the next thing we know, we had this really cool tune that all came together, and everyone kind of put in their little piece to it. So it was a really super fun project. Mars from Calculus Affair kind of did a lot of the heavy lifting with the early part of the core part of the song. He kind of just showed up with it. And then everyone else kind of added on to it, but it was really, really cool, fun project.
This is the only way I could technically get away with playing stuff from outside of the region. So I just wanted to give this one a little shout out because it was done during the whole RPM process. However, it wasn't an RPM project in and of itself.
Well, I guess it was. I mean, we did actually submit it for RPM afterwards. So, it's an RPM project.
Sure.
It was the spirit of it being that, you know, it was, you know, I talk about for my stuff, I do a lot of pre-writing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks kind of really do the true spirit of RPM where they kind of do everything in the month. And I think that's super cool.
Yeah. The RPM projects I've done have been like that.
And that's really kind of the spirit of it. I think that's super cool. Everyone who can do that. And that was kind of the impetus to doing this project too, is to just do something, you know, RPM-y in this month. And this is, you know, the group of folks who did it have all done, you know, dozens of RPMs, and they've done it. So trying to, you know, change it up and do different stuff was the name of the game. And that was super fun.
But I figured I would play this one let's talk about who else is in there. You talked about Mars, so who else is part of this? Because there are a few locals on this, yeah. So I'm not totally breaking, you know, any codes or anything here, but
No, definitely we have Matt Ferrara. He is out of Salem, Mass.
Yep.
So he's most certainly local.
He's done a ton of projects.
Yeah, Matt's awesome. Big fan of his work. He's great. So he added some awesome tracks to this. Drew from This Wretched Vessel, he's up in the Seacoast area. He contributed, I'm trying to think, locally.
Oh, you can mention the non-locals.
Well, yeah, I know we had a bunch of some non-locals. We had Wilson out of New Jersey. We had Dan Upton out of Pacific Northwest. Ed from Distinct Kicking Motion. He's out of New York State.
Yep.
We had Matt Parker from across the pond in the UK. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone here. A lot of great contributions. It was just super fun. So,
yeah,
it's cool.
But I figured I would play that, and we'll come back and play something else from Morningstar, because everyone should be getting this. And let's just hit the song. It's called "Raise Me Up." We didn't even bring up the title of the song. all right. We'll be right back. Here is Raise Me Up, 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
All right, that's Raise Me Up. And that was a nice big collaborative project there. And do you see yourself doing more of those?
Oh, absolutely. That group there of excellent musicians that I get to hang out with, which is just a joy. Yeah, we do lots of collaborative stuff all the time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim from Letter 17 drives a lot of stuff. I play a lot of get to play on some of his tracks. He's a fantastic musician as well, producer. Brian from A Beautiful Scene. He's local as well, out of the Sea Coast. He's a fantastic musician as well. So a lot of great players. Andy Fights Crime out of Kansas City. We got all the. We're all across the country, which is really, really cool. That's the neat thing about, you know, IPM is it's while it started in Portsmouth and, you know, I'm local to Portsmouth, it's cool to, like, have folks from across the country and globe to be able to hang with who all have that kind of same, you know, connection through it. So it's really neat.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I almost want a collaborative record from the seven of you that played on that.
Yeah, I'm sure we have, like, different combinations thereof, but this is, trying to think, I mean, I was going to say this is very much not the first time there's been kind of group projects. They have group projects sometimes referred to as the Mayors, and I've been on some of them, and the rest of the guys have, you know, done amazing work. So, yeah, there's definitely stuff out there that's probably halfway secret or not trying to be secret. So.
Well, I mean, I kind of stumbled upon it on the, I want to say it was either on the Discord or the Facebook group that where I stumbled upon this town council, if you will, track.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of on me that I haven't got it out there more because I was supposed to. I got a quick mix done of it and then had to jet out of town. So we've been talking about trying to clean it up and get it out there more. So it's kind of unintentionally secret.
Ah, no worries. No worries. But since I managed to get you on here, and thank you again for playing along, because like I said, we did no pre-interview, no nothing, and you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Same wavelength, yep.
So, but anyway, I figured I would play another track from Morningstar that came out almost 2 weeks ago at this point. So which other track would you like me to hit up, except for track 4, because there's a word I can't play on that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was one I really like. But yeah,
I love it too. It's just I don't feel like muting.
No,
I mean, out of all the places, this station you could probably get away with it. But producer Joel doesn't like me playing F-bombs on the air. So yes, track 4 on Jared's record, Morningstar, has an F-bomb in it.
I will not get you in trouble. So.
No.
Yeah, any of them are super cool if you want to play, but track 3 is probably another one in the same vein as the Morningstar there, the first song that you played. So, yeah.
Excellent. Nod. And thank you again for calling in, and I'm so glad I managed to get you on and be able to plug this thing. So, and the best part of this whole thing for everyone, it's bloody free.
Yep. Yeah. Anyone who wants to listen or download or whatever, Spotify, yeah, please listen. That's really cool. I think anyone from RPM, as I was saying, puts a ton of work into this, and just having anyone give a listen to their project is hugely gratifying. So appreciate anyone who takes the time to do that.
Oh, absolutely. But, so, which one is Future Rust?
So, yeah, I think that might be.
That one's track 3.
That one's track 3. It's got a little kind of weird outro that I did. So I'm sure you can do your DJ magic and fade out there. So
weird outro there. Wait, what? Huh?
Yeah.
What's that? What? I mean, I just have to look at lyric sheets. That's the downside to radio, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
Thank you again, Jared Osborne. I'm already looking forward to next March.
Thanks for having me.
So I can
again.
Gush some more.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks again for highlighting, you know, local music, man. It's super, super really cool of you. And, you know, the more everyone can do that and take your lead is...
We should thank Elling Lien out of, was it Newfoundland? Is that how you pronounce it? Newfoundland?
Yep. Yeah, Elling's a great steward of RPM, taken over from the good folks.
Yes.
In Portsmouth, who did it. So, yeah, appreciate everyone who chips in for it.
Yes, Elling has been keeping this going since 2021 or 2020-ish. I think 2020 is the last one based in Portsmouth.
That sounds about, because, right, there was going to be a listening party, and that was literally the day everything shut down. So,
Ah, yes. Okay. That makes more sense, because I was actually planning on going. I was actually able to attend that one. And then it didn't happen. But anyway, and now it's like a 12-hour drive and a 5-hour ferry? Or something like that, in order to attend one.
or a 2-second click.
Or a 2-second click.
Yeah.
But anyone could go to rpmchallenge.com. They do have a 24/7 listening party thing. I think right now it's all of last year's. So you'll get to hear stuff from Aux. And,
nice.
And a whole bunch of other things and a whole bunch of stuff I played this time last year. So, anyway, yes, go to rpmchallenge.com. You can listen to Jared's record and hundreds of others. I think it's hundreds this time out. Like, multiple hundred.
I haven't looked. It varies from year to year, but, yeah, trying to get over that 1,000 mark per year, that'd be sweet.
People
to do it.
If, I don't think they've hit 1,000 yet, but that would be, what an undertaking. Because I know Edgery from the Walter Sicker and the Army of Broken Toys makes it a point to listen to every single project that RPM Challenge puts out.
Wow.
So, that's
commitment. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Edgery, we love you. But anyway, I will let you get going. Thank you so much for Morningstar and Aux and all 14 of your RPM Challenge records, and along with, you know, the older stuff, the Anchorage Drift and the Screen and all kinds of stuff. So,
thanks, yes, man. Really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Talk to you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, we're going to hit up Future Rust. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Let's get closer, complicated. Burn the sunlight, watch it fading. While we're dancing to the radio.